हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 19, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. Page 100, 219, 221. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, on the platform of Shantarasa, one realizes only his constitutional position. But when one is raised to the platform of Dasya Rasa, he better understands the full opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the Dasya Rasa platform, knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed with awe and veneration. By rendering service unto Lord Krishna, the devotee in Dasya Rasa gives constant happiness to the Lord. The qualities of Shantarasa are also present in Dasya Rasa, but service is added. Thus, the Dasya Rasa platform contains the qualities of both Shantarasa and Dasya Rasa. Right, so you're building on these rasas. So we have to understand is there's a full connection to the Lord, you know, when we're talking about these rasas and ratis. So that would mean that they're on that platform of ecstasy, right? Because that's the first level of priti, of love of Godhead. Right, is that ecstasy. So they're fully on that because they're contacting the Lord in actual knowledge, right? It's pure knowledge. And so that. But as we saw, as the Shantaras, they focus more on the impersonal or the Paramatma aspect. It means it's the person, but this aspect is the attractive feature. You know, just like someone may be attracted to awe and reverence, someone may attracted to sweetness. So they have this aspect of just of that greatness of the Lord, not necessarily grandeur, greatness, because the grandeur then means opulences and various qualities like that. While here, then it's about the all-pervading. So there isn't going to be anything that's, how you say, the Lord himself, whatever he does, is always going to be impressive. But it's not necessarily going to be overwhelming. Does that make sense? Like that. It means compared to here, of course, but it does. You don't get the intensity. But we have to understand, as we're talking about already on a very advanced level. So this platform is something that, as says, he understands his constitutional position. So going up to these other rasas as a sadhaka, you're going to go through this. But the difference is those who have the taste for Shantarasa will stop there. And go deeper and deeper into that, and others will just keep going, right? Udriti, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1. On the platform of Dasya Rasa, the greatest quantity of awe and veneration of the Supreme Lord is exhibited, right? Because that had where the maximum, because you see when you get into friendship and that, it starts to go down, right? So you don't have that awe and veneration in the Shanta so much. You're just always absorbed in that platform. And then here, then that comes in, and then it'll go down again. Doesn't mean that you can't have it mixed, right? Because in Dwarka, you're going to have, in Majesty is there, but you're going to have the other three rasas also. But generally, you see, is that it's always in a more controlled kind of environment. Does that make sense? Yeah. That is, in the Dasya Rasa, the greatness of the Supreme Lord is appreciated. It should be noted here that on the platform of Shantarasa, there's no spiritual activity. But on the platform of Dasyarasa, service begins. Thus, in the Dasyarasa, the quality of Shantarasa is exhibited. In addition, there's the consciousness of the transcendental taste of service. Right? So you're going to have that aspect, but it's not going to generate service. That's why we're saying it's not as intense. But for that particular individual, it's a full taste for them. That's the whole point, is that their nature, their relationship with Krishna, they're fully satisfied. And so they're glorified in that way. Right? And so one could say, oh, what can we learn from them? But everybody, every sadhaka has to get through that stage. So then there's so much one can gain. Does that make sense? That's why we hear from Sukadev Goswami. That's why we hear from the four Kumaras. Because they can bring us up to that platform. And then others, that whoever one's following in the footsteps of, they'll take you further. So, yes.
Also, it said that those who are in other rasas, like, no, for them, those rasas which are not contrary to their rasas, if they hear about them or if they see that rasa, it acts as uddipanas.
Yes. Yes.
So that can increase.
Yes, so hearing about their pastimes, you become inspired. Mm-hmm. The point is rasik means they're appreciative of rasa. Yes. So unless it's in you know, contradiction to, but otherwise, then they appreciate rasa.
Also, yes. Even if it is in contradiction, it is said that it increases their general preeti for the Lord.
The general preeti, but not their specific taste.
It will not increase their specific, but general appreciation, the general preeti, the rati.
Yeah.
Increases, is nourished. But then if it is neutral or positive, then it acts as uddipana, then through that, then their own rasa is also, then the taste
brought fine. Out. Does that make sense?
Who is saying this?
Jiva Goswami, the Preeti Sandarbha.
Yes. Yes, we'll get to those. I'll say. Up and coming.
Maharaj, is there reciprocation on the platform of servitorship, in the sense that the devotee serves Krishna in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord?
Yes.
And the Lord reciprocates?
Yes.
But does he reciprocate as a servant? You know how?
No, because he's the Lord. Okay. Because you see where Dasya is there, so that means any Dasya. We'll have more, but you see as you go up from Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is where you're going to see it's just the awe and reverence. And so that's the point about it. That can be in its maximum thing where he's the Lord and his, you know, he has all this great opulence and all that, and it just gives that desire to just render service. And so, you know, and it'll be, because it's in that reverence, it'll have that aspect of the rules and all that, and so you want to do something according to the rules, right? Because the rules come from the Lord. That's how he served. So you want to do something, you know, help with the abhishek, with the artik, with, you know, making some arrangements, some nice things. So it's very glorious. And like Prabhu said, is that hearing about any of the rasas, you know, in the pure rasas, then you're going to, it will inspire your general appreciation of the Lord. Your love for the Lord will increase by hearing about their pastimes. So that's why it's so unimportant, these positions that the sahajiyas take is, oh, we can only hear from about our rasa, like this. You know, we're not talking about, you know, high school queen bees here. You know, we're talking about, you know, actual people who have actual relationships. So the position that it's rasa, it's about Krishna, and so therefore it's always going to be inspiring. But then, as he says, those ones that are specifically neutral or positive to their rasa, that will then be udipans for their own rasa, you know, being nourished. But otherwise, the general preeti for the Lord will always be nourished. So that's the thing, is Krishna is so wonderful. So you see here, this is where that, so that's why Dasya, then it'll have what Shanta has, then plus there's the service. So they'll be having the ecstasy from just being appreciating the Lord, and then on top of that they render service. Does that make sense? So that's why then you see in Vaikuntha then the Shanta and the Dasya are the prominent rasas. And of that, I think it was Shanta was even said to be, by volume it seems to be, someplace it was mentioning there are more. You know, but that's not so, because it means everything is Shanta. It means the walls, the garden, the plants, the trees, the birds, you know. So you're going to have, the volume is always so great. The doorknob, yes. Yeah, yeah, like that. So they're always absorbed in ecstasy of love for Krishna, like that. But it's that just being there and being involved like this, it's just they're all in ecstasy appreciating the Lord. But then that specific opulences and that become more prominent in dasya because they want to do service and they'll be in context of those opulences. Well, the other you're just appreciating. But it's in context of the Lord, so it's always important, right? Because you're always going to have that, you know, create means those who are creating the environment in which the transcendental pastimes can go on. So that aspect is always going to be there. So that Sandini aspect is always there. That's the basis of the whole thing. Everything's based on the Sandini. Then on top of that, then you have the pastimes. And then that creates that even further taste. Right? And so the Shanta will appreciate the taste of the others. So those who are in higher rasas, they'll appreciate all the wonderful rasa that's going on. But it's just a matter of the amazingness of the Lord's rasa. So in other words, you're showing the glory of it, but at the same time it can go more intense. So it's not that, oh, Shanta, you know, it's like, you know, where was the Shanta? Somewhere? No. Yeah, there it is. Okay. You know, it's a glorious position. It's the base foundation on which everything else is built. Because each rasa as it goes up contains the previous ones. So it's the foundation. Just like the dham, on top of that, all the pastimes are happening. All the devotees are there, all their forms and all the qualities and activities. But it's all situated on the dham. Does that make sense?
Just a question. The dham is a person.
Yeah.
And his relation is Shanta. His
Sorry?
His relation is Shanta.
That I can't mean she's the source of, but doesn't mean that she's in that. Just like Maya, here is all, making the arrangements for everything here, but it doesn't mean this is her taste.
Yes.
You know, or Yoga Maya is arranging all the pastimes with all the five rasas. Like that. So it depends upon the particular dhamma and all that. But generally they're connected to Balaram. Like here, the dhamma is Janavadeva. Well,
I don't know.
I'm saying she is.
Yes.
We're not saying it's Janava. And in Vrindavan, then Ananga Manjari. So Ananga Manjari is Radharani's sister.
Yes.
But she's the Dham. She's Vrindavan. And Janava is here. Because everything's personal, like you said, even the doorknob is personal.
They're my friends from Canada.
They're connected with you. Okay.
He hears your lectures.
Okay, but they didn't come through the garden.
I think he knows only that way.
No, but they didn't come through the bamboo garden.
Yeah,
like the other guy did. I was impressed with that.
Okay.
Huh?
The
bigger brahmachari, that first time he came, he didn't know, he came right straight. He was looking around, where is it? And then he saw from the grass over there, and he just came straight through. So.
Some people come from
that. Yeah? Yeah, no, that's true. Could maybe stick a few thorn bush things there.
This is the example they
can. Yes, one pointed determination. Yeah, I mean, it's just pretty good. They just saw the class and just came. Yes.
You mentioned that in whatever rasas you're in, you hear of other rasas and other devotees' service to the Lord.
Yes.
And it increases your appreciation for the Lord.
Yes. Because of this aspect of Shanta, everything's based on Shanta. So Shanta can hear anything about the Lord, and it increases their love for the Lord.
Yes.
Like that.
What I want to ask is, what's the spiritual principle that would not allow for one establishing a particular rasa to desire to, let's say you hear about someone else's service, a wish that would also serve
that? The point is that you're talking about seeing others. It's not that one's not inspired. Like Bijamadeva is very inspired by the service of the gopis.
Yes.
But it's the service attitude that he's inspired by. He doesn't want to do that service.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not going to get out some fancy ankle bells and all that. You know, he's not going to do one of those, what do you call it? What was the guy? De Niro, you know, kind of, you know, things, you know. You know, he's not going to do that. He's inspired by, everybody's inspired by the 100% surrender of the gopis to Krishna. Means maybe in Vaikuntha they don't know so much, but they do, but it'll have a slightly different flavor because they're dealing with the majesty aspect. So Vrindavan will take on that quality of majesty, but in any case, even within that line, they will be the most surrendered. So everyone's inspired, but not that they want to do that service. Just like you're doing something and you hear of someone else doing something very great and you want to do your service better. That's all. So there's not a problem there, but you have to be careful. Is that what we're talking about there, that Raghunath Das is talking about, it's a different taste. You have to be careful. Don't get attracted by their taste, because if you get into their reverence aspect of majesty, then you're not going to appreciate the sweetness. It means within majesty, it's sweet, because you're dealing with Krishna. He is the nicest person. But it's not in the environment of sweetness. So him being sweet in the environment of sweetness, you're not going to get any sweeter than that. Him being sweet in a formal environment, it's going to be very nice. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just like Queen Elizabeth, pleasant person, but it's a formal environment. So, you know, it doesn't get past that. But the sweetness is appreciated. The qualities are appreciated. It's a matter of taste. Is that? Yes. Yes.
Also, we discussed before that, as Jiva Goswami said, it can increase only your Uddipanas and your, it can nourish your Rati. But the Alambanas, the main thing, it is contradictory to the Alambanas if we want to imitate that.
Yes.
Because the Vishaya and Ashraya, Vishaya is Krishna, but in a different mood, and the Ashraya, those devotees are not the Ashraya.
Yes.
The Ashraya is somebody in our line. And then the Anubhavas and the Sancharis, they completely, then it becomes a Rasavas.
Yeah. It comes to, so does that make sense? So you can be inspired, but Rati means attraction to Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
That can increase. And what was the other one?
The Uddipanas, which gives the remembrance.
Means that then that you may remember the Lord, but from that you'll remember into yours. You know, Krishna is so nice, and it's like Jambavan is fighting with Krishna. And after 28 days, then he figures out this is Ramachandra. And so from Krishna, he becomes an Uddipan for Ramachandra. Like that. And so that goes. But what he's saying is the Alambana means the Ashraya and Vishaya, because the Ashraya is the Aishraya of a certain mood. And then Krishna has a particular qualities in that, that is the shelter of that. That you don't get involved in, because it's different. You can't mix them. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So each one's just like, you can be inspired that something is so nice and all that, you know, you know, like they say, there's the shukta and there's the this and that, but you can't put the shukta in with your sweet rice. You can appreciate that it's well done, it's so nice and all that, but it's not mixed with what you have. Sorry?
Krishna unless you're Chinese.
Yeah, but their Kerala is that other funny one, and then they put salt on it, and so. Do they make sweet pizza?
Sausage,
strawberries, cheese on top,
and ketchup. Oh. And eat with plastic
gloves and chopsticks.
Why plastic gloves?
They knew it was coming.
How would you eat a pizza with a chopstick? That would be, I would like to see that one. That is funny. I could see two sets of chopsticks, or the chopsticks and the spoon. So you pick up the back end, and then the spoon pick up the front. I can see the sweet one and then eat that with ice cream.
I've seen chocolate pizza.
Chocolate pizza. They do all kinds of stuff like that in Brazil. Like that. Yes. You had something to say?
No.
We finished the Udriti?
No.
It should be noted here that on the platform of Shantarasa, there's no spiritual activity. That's why Prabhupada says it's not spiritual in one place. It's not material, but it's not spiritual, means there's no activity. It's a neutral state. Because material means there's material activity and endeavor. And spiritual means there's spiritual activity and endeavor. But in Shanta, it's neutral. Means it's on the spiritual platform, but you're not doing any spiritual activity. And then, you know, in this section, he's just talking of spiritual. And then there was one other area where we were reading, where then Prabhupada talked about spiritual and transcendental. So spiritual meaning this aspect of Shanta, just being situated there. And transcendental mean performing activities like that. So, you know. It's just the same context, just, you know, like that. But on the platform of Dasiras, service begins. Thus, in the Dasiras, the quality of the Shantaras is exhibited, and in addition, there's consciousness of the transcendental taste of service. So they have the ecstasy of the transcendental position of the Lord and their relationship, and the taste of service. Right, and so now, whatever's the taste of their service, when you go up to the next one, it'll have that taste and further. But the Shanta aspect's going to remain. Right. So what increases is the taste and service. Is that 219, 222 to 225. The qualities of Shantaras and the service of Dasiras are both present on the platform of Sakirasa. On the platform of fraternity, the qualities of Dasiras are mixed with the confidence of fraternity instead of awe and veneration. Right, so, yeah. So the friendship will have those, but then when you go further, then it will have confidence of the fraternity, right? Because it means that it's, you know, you're friends with Krishna and that the equalness, like here, that it goes a step further. There's no more on reverence. Like we see Devaki and Vasudev, if on reverence comes in, they drop out of the rasa down to dasya. Because dasya, as you said, because they have the mood of service, so then dasya ras is the place where on reverence is greatest, most greatly appreciated. Yeah. On the Sakiras platform, the devotee sometimes offers the Lord service and sometimes make Krishna serve him in exchange. In their mock fighting, the cowherd boys would sometimes climb on Krishna's shoulders, and sometimes they would make Krishna climb on their shoulders. Awe and veneration are absent on the platform of fraternity, since this rasa is predominated by confidential service. Therefore, Sakirasa is characterized by the qualities of three rasas. On the platform of Sakirasa, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is controlled by the devotees who are intimate with him and think themselves equal to him. Right? So now here he's controlled by them. Before is that he's reciprocating with him. Right? But it doesn't have necessarily that same control. Though at the same time we do see that As the Lord, he's reciprocating very nicely, and he has that care and affection for the devotees, like you see, you know, Nrisimhadeva with Prahlad Maharaj. But at the same time, as it takes on a particular personal aspect from Bhagavan, the aspect that when Sakya comes in, yes.
That's why the Rati also is considered different. This is the Kevala Rati from here. Before it was Shuddha Rati.
Okay, okay.
So because then the oven veneration is removed, and then as you said, the more.
Then it goes into Kevala. Okay. Nice. So, yeah. Udriti, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1. Transcendental qualities are certainly present in the Shanta Rasa and Dasya Rasa. But beyond these, there is another quality, confidential attachment, which is pure transcendental love. So this is what it means by Kevala. This loving confidence in the Supreme Personality is technically known as Vishrambha. On the platform of Vishrambha, fraternity, there is no sense of our veneration towards the personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, in the transcendental fraternal relationship known as Sakya Rasa, there are three transcendental characteristics: the sense of greatness, the sense of service, and the sense of intimacy without our veneration. Right? So, sense of greatness will be coming from Shanta, the sense of service from Dasya, but then the sense of intimacy, the awe and veneration does not existing. Does that make sense?
This Sakya is Vrindavan.
This is, in general, it will be there. Means now, of course, when it's in Vrindavan, it'll be even less. You know that. But you could say is that you're having the same rasas. It's just like, let's say, let us say you're sitting with a very close friend in some, you know, like an out of the way, like at home or an out of the way situation in a park where there's no one else around. So you can really be relaxed. But now you're sitting with that same friend. You have the same relationship. But you're sitting, let's say, in the middle of the square or something, or at the station or like that. So it just means that it takes on the relationship will be expressed through the formality of the environment. Does that make sense? So, in general, this is meaning it's a general thing, but you'll see, as you're mentioning, where you take this in its fullest, that will be Vrindavan. Because there, it's like he's the king, he's great, 16,000 palaces, you know, the whole thing like that. They know he's Paramatma like that, but at the same time is they have that. That doesn't matter. They're still friends with him. Like Arjuna, he's saying, you know, he's calling him Yadava, meaning, you know, you're less than me. And so then these aspects will be there. Does that make sense? But you'll see is that as it gets to Vrindavan, it takes on even more of a that. The intimacy becomes greater. You know, just like we see in Shanta. The Shanta out will be very formal and everything, but in Vrindavan, it'll be much more sweet. So it's in the environment of sweetness. So even these the other, they have these pure ratis, then they have that aspect of sweetness. Does that make sense? They take it on from the higher rasas.
But does that make sense?
While in Dwarka, then the higher rasas are a little controlled by the environment, you know, that's there from these other rasas. Does that make sense? Yeah. Thus, in the Sakya Rasa, the relationship of fraternity, the transcendental qualities are further increased. Right, so the qualities become even more. Rather than just, it's his opulences, it's now more about the qualities where these opulences are coming from. You know what I'm saying? Like you see the sun shine, then you see the sun planet, then there's the sun god. Right? So it becomes, the qualities come out more. Because otherwise, it's very grand, the sun planet. And it has so many, you know, the intensity is great. But then the specific qualities come out in the person of the sun god. Right? So in Bhagavan, then you're going to see those qualities coming out more. Does that make sense? So therefore Shanta is focused more on the Brahman aspect. It's all about the person, because the person has these three features, but it's more about that feature, or it can also have the aspect of Paramatma. The servitorship will be more on the, you know, his grandeur, his opulences, that, so it'll be more in Paramatma. But it's the person. But as you get up into the higher three, then it's going to be more about the Bhagavan aspect. Now it's just a matter of equal to, senior to, or then intimate equal to. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like that, yeah. Yeah. 219, 226, 228. On the platform of parental love, the quality of Shantaras, Dasa Rasa, and Sakya Rasa are transformed into a form of service called maintenance. The essence of fraternal love. Is intimacy devoid of the formality and veneration found in Dasyaras. Due to a greater sense of intimacy, the devotee functioning in parental love chastises and rebukes the Lord in an ordinary way. On the platform of parental love, the devotee considers himself the Lord's maintainer. Thus the Lord is the object of maintenance, like a son, and therefore this mellow is full of the qualities of four rasas, Shanta Rasa, Dasya Rasa, fraternity, and parental love. This is more transcendental nectar. Right? So you see, you're adding in more elements to interact with, and more, like, so that lack of awe and reverence, that's there, and you know the service from before is there, and the appreciation, the rati, that attraction to the Lord is there. But now they add in that now they're maintaining the Lord, so therefore they direct and guide him. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada, in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a short summary of this complicated description of the different rasas. He states that, by becoming firmly fixed in the Lord's service, one is devoid of all material desires. These are the two transcendental qualities of the Shanta platform. Right? Firmly fixed and devoid of all material desires. So that's why we're so much on to being fixed and having that firm faith. Like that. So then when people, oh, but what about this and what about that? And, you know, can we take that so seriously? Oh, but does that apply in Kali Yuga? Or even if it does that apply in the West? And all these kind of things like that. So that's not the symptom. The symptom is that you're completely fixed in that service to the Lord. Right? Right? And devoid of all material desires. So if we have material desires, we're not going to be, to that degree we have material desires, to that degree the fixed aspect will be. Now, if one is in consciousness fixed nicely, but there's desire there, it's just a matter of time before it goes away.
Yes. Yes.
Right? So that's the whole point. Yeah. So that's the main. In other words, becoming firmly fixed is the main and devoid of all material desires. So the one's the positive, one's the negative. If you're devoid of all material desires, doesn't mean you'll become firmly fixed in the Lord's service. Because without being fixed, you can't actually become devoid of all material desires. You can become devoid of a lot of material desire, but not all. Just as sound vibration is found in all the material elements, these two qualities of Shantarasa spread throughout all the other transcendental mellows, which are known as Dasyarasa, Sakyarasa, Vatsalyarasa, and Madhurarasa. Although in Shantarasa there is attachment for Krishna, in awe and veneration, since the two valuable transcendental qualities of this rasa are attachment for Krishna and detachment from material desires, nonetheless, the sense of intimacy is lacking. The reason for this is that in the Shanta rasa, attachment for impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma is prominent. In other words, you know, impersonal Brahman, how he pervades everything, the Paramatma, how he controls everything, right? So those first two qualities of the Lord, right? Then the third is being the Lord of Rasa, or the taster of Rasa.
When you speak to Paramatma, this is within the actual world. There's no Paramatma in Vaikuntha, is it?
No, but it's that feature of how he's... In other words, Paramatma is the feature where Krishna controls his energies. Right? Bhagavan is where he interacts and exchanges that loving sentiments with his energies. And the Brahman aspect is how the impersonal aspect of himself and his energies pervade everything. Right? So they're just different aspects of Krishna. Because he has all these aspects, but the first two are subservient to the third. Like that. Because he, as the person, he does pervade everything and he does control all his energies. But that's the whole point, is he can be controlling the energies and he's performing his pastimes. So in Vaikuntha, he may be there interacting with the devotees, but it's not that he hasn't expanded as they, you know, and is taking care of all that. Because we have to remember, Balaram, being Lord of the Kriya, he's taking care of everything. You know, but he may be doing it as Mahanarayan, who may be doing it as Mahasankarshan, who then expands as the 24 Vishnus. But in any case, that aspect is there. So it's going to be that and how he is everything. So you know, by the idea here is that yeah, so, you know, there may be times where the Shanta aspect, I mean, the impersonal aspect comes out more, and the, or the, you know, Ishwara aspect comes out more, depending on the situation, the pastime. So here, impersonal doesn't mean that Krishna is not a person. It means his feature, how he, the person, is pervading everything. Because there is no... there is no such thing as impersonal, that there's no personal. That's a mundane concept that, you know, the Maya bodies present. But it doesn't exist. Like the Buddhists say, there's a vacuum. You know, everything will just not... There's no such thing. It's just their imagination. Impersonal just means it's generic. Like we say strength. That's impersonal. Then we say the strength of Krishna's arms. Now it's personal. But the strength in anything is coming from those arms. So that strength that's in his arms, the person, pervades everything that manifests strength. So it's also in these columns here, it's also in the wall over there. You know, it's in, you know, so many different things. Does that make sense? You know. How you say, the strength of that cold of non, you know, that you can't pull it apart, you know, like that. Yeah. See, it doesn't have the strength in the beginning. Because it's not the appropriate ashraya for strength. But as the temperature goes down, then it becomes the shelter, you know, for that quality of Krishna. And then he got hungry.
I want to go to Vaishnava.
Oh, okay. Like that. Just they start talking about naans and each other.
We just had lunch outside. We didn't get naans.
Oh, okay.
It said only in the evening they make naans.
Oh, only in the evening. It's, you understand? Then it has that strength that you can't pull it apart, you know? Like that, you know? So that's what is meant in the Vedas by impersonal. It just means it's not specific.
It's not being used.
Yeah, it's just the storehouse of that potency. But when it's being manifest and used, then it takes on there. So when it's in the more element aspect of controlling it and the mechanics of it, that's Paramatma. So in other words, the pervading everything, that's Brahman. The mechanics of it is Paramatma. The rasa and tasting of that, that's Bhagavan. Does that make sense? So that's why... nowadays that people are moving away from family, friends, community into knowledge, skill, professional and all that, they're moving in the opposite direction. They're going into the impersonal. And there's somehow another saying that's higher because, oh, you know, you just gave way to the emotional, taking shelter of the emotional. That's a higher platform. Anybody can be a jerk. Like, anybody can be a jerk. That's not the hard part. Right? So they're thinking, no, but I can do this, and the common person doesn't, because he gets a taste more than you're getting. And so he doesn't want to give up that taste. That's why he doesn't want to be a jerk. So that's the whole thing. They don't. They would rather maintain friendship than, disturb people by just being so greedy that they don't care for anybody. You know, like that. It means it's like you're sitting there, you're making a nice arrangement, you bring out something to eat, the dog comes right over and eats it. So he's even better than that professional guy who's so proud that he's better than the common guy. That dog is way better than him. You know, because that dog will rip your arm off, while the guy, he probably wouldn't know how to even approach that concept. You know what I'm saying? So the point is that the personal is what's pervading everything. But because it's not specifically manifest, then it's called impersonal. That's why the whole material world is based on Brahman. Because those potencies are in everything. Earth has everything, the cause and the effect. But as soon as you point at it, then now you see that. Now you're looking at the mechanics, so now that's the Paramatma. Right? You know, all earth has that a particular nature. Then when something's made out of earth, and then you notice that, then you're seeing, okay, now it has these qualities of earth. So now it'll take on the qualities of the Paramatma. Because then it acts in a certain way, it's governed by laws, this and that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's why I was thinking of this.
But there's no taste. Where's the taste? Oh, yes, you're the controller, but there's no taste. I mean, the taste is you're the controller. Okay, great. Quippy.
I was thinking, you know, how Krishna mentioned at the last verse of chapter 14 of the Gita, Brahmana Vita Krishna. And you wonder, why is he saying this now? And actually, it makes sense. He is the source.
He's the source of everything, and therefore all these things that are going to be happening here, all these modes, all the this, that, it's all coming from Brahman. So that's the difficulty. Maya bodies don't accept that Brahman has qualities. Because their thing is, when they say no qualities, it just has to be nothing. In other words, that's why you know they're Buddhists. Just dress a little differently and carry a stick like that. So that's all. They take their praman from the Vedas rather than something else. But that idea of nothingness, that just comes from extreme anger. You know, so the enviousness is increased to such a degree they can't tolerate that there's actually anything. And if there is anything, I'm it. You know, so whatever is good about this, I'm that. But they can't tolerate anything else. Does that make sense? So it all comes down to the jiva acting as a jiva. You know, just whether he's in the pure state, in pure knowledge, or he's in the conditioned state. And so all their impersonal knowledge of the mayavadis, it's all mundane. So even though they're such great scholars, it's all in ignorance. They're scholars of ignorance. So they actually can't use it to get out of the material world. They'll never get out. It's not going to happen.
Unless they meet
a pure devotee. But then they've come in contact with pure knowledge. Up to that point, they've only been in contact with material knowledge. They've given up the lower forms, you know, like that, and are situated on the understanding of themselves as Brahman. But they haven't understood the Supreme Brahman, so they can't get beyond it. They stay within the material. So in other words, anything that doesn't have the understanding is not pure knowledge of who one is and one's relation, the Lord is and your relationship with Him. It's we call that material. So even you understand I'm the soul, I'm not the body and all that, but you don't understand I'm servant of Krishna. And He's the Supreme. And I'm small, He's unlimited. It's still material knowledge.
It's not even called sambandha.
No, it has some points of that, but it's not complete. Like if I say, yes, you take some potatoes, and then you peel them, and then let's say, and then you're garnishing them with some, some coriander leaves.
Because.
Why not?
Because potatoes with salt and black pepper.
Oh, I see. It's a different sampradaya. Okay. No, but did you understand what we were saying there? The point is I mentioned one thing that's bona fide, another thing that's bona fide, and I left out so many important steps.
Right. Oh, yes.
I didn't wash the potatoes. I didn't cut the potatoes. I didn't cook the potatoes. I didn't spice the potatoes. I did an opening preparation and a garnishing at the end.
Right.
And I left out everything in the middle. So that's the Mayavadi's philosophy. That's these other six schools. They take certain parts that they like out of that. Somebody likes the part where you fry the potatoes. So he doesn't even talk about, getting them, washing them, peeling them, cutting them, you know, making the chons, then putting it in. They just start with pushing them around in the pan and eating them. So they leave out that, you know, the step after that where you're spicing and doing so. Whatever is that, someone likes the spicing, so they'll get into that part. Someone likes the garnishing and how it looks and everything. Someone likes the whole thing of arranging and the menu making and all that, and that becomes their philosophy. So, So this way you get six systems of philosophy off of one bona fide recipe that each only takes the part they like, and only Vedanta, Vaishnava Vedanta explains the whole recipe. So that's why you have parts that are bona fide. That's why you see our acharyas sometimes to explain something are quoting from these other schools, because that part is correct and they've explained it very nicely. So because it's so nicely explained, no other acharya explains it again. They just quote this. Like when it comes to how logic mechanically works, Gotama has already worked it out. Everyone else just quotes him. But when it comes to his conclusion, that you don't even bother with his. Does that make sense? You know, so like that, and then you put together. So that's the thing, is each one will fight, no, it's this, no, it's that. No, these are all parts of one thing. So that's why there's a thing, is that all the religious processes are all part of and subservient to bhakti. So there shouldn't be fight between the different religious processes. Because it's just according to your nature, according to what facility, you are engaging yourself in that way. And there's principles that are there. Are you understanding yourself as subservient to God? Are you doing something to express that subservience? Are you appreciating how God is, you know, how you say, creating, giving all facility, and there's some way that you're trying to reciprocate that? Like that, is there some aspect of service to the Lord and accepting your yajna and accepting the remnants of that? So those aspects are correct. It's just that it's supposed to be, you know, how you say, some nice drink, not some, grapes that you let sit around too long and put too much sugar in and it went funky. Does that make sense?
Turn into whiskey?
No, talking about Mogan David. Yeah, I was thinking, he didn't catch it. Yeah. What is it? Kiddush.
Kiddush.
Kiddush means you purify the funky grapes.
Yeah, you do all the things and all that. And
yes, he said.
Yeah. So kadush is that, and then gadush is when you drink it. So what happens to you after you drink it?
That's why they do it on Friday.
Oh, on Friday, because you have to have the next day to recover. Yeah. Does that make sense? So that's why you can explain, but what you're trying to do is, there now, let's say, is you're only taking that one part, and so now you're going to come up and it says, but what about cooking? You know, and then you'll come up with some whole idea how you don't have to, it's an illusion that potatoes need to be cooked and all this and that. And you never heard Kurma mention the point you can eat potatoes raw?
Yes.
And so so everybody talks about getting potatoes so he can actually eat them raw. So that's not the main focus. You know, so you come up with all these different things to try to explain why it's all right to just do what you do and not use the complete recipe. So by the modes of nature, they can't see, depending upon the degree of passion, ignorance, and goodness, then they'll get different aspects or put various emphasis on it. You know, it's just like, let's say you, like I know, I saw it, but I somehow know that it just wouldn't, I mean, I can still see it, but whenever I cooked, I couldn't do it. Because I saw there was these nice devotees that used to, they're Calcutta, you know, high-class Bengalis, like that came out. They used to cook here in Mayapur. They come out on the weekend, cook and all that, do nice things. They would take the potatoes. They would boil, steam them or boil them, you know, till they're, you know, like parboiled, so they're still firm. Then they would put some ghee, and then they would just fry them till the outside just got, how you say, you know, it gets a little bit clear. It gets firm.
Oh, yes, yes.
It hasn't changed color yet.
It's whitish.
Yes. Like that, because it will hold the potato together on the outside, but when you boil it, then the inside will get super soft. This is for an aloo dum, right? So for me is that, no, when you do that, you're going to cook them until they're like, you know, complete golden, you know, I mean like, and seriously golden brown, right? You know, and then with time, then it brings back to just golden, and then from that, you know, you can get, it's just a matter, because there's so much passion there, you got to do that, you know, then only there's some taste. But their stuff was just so balanced and everything was just, the overall taste was that. Well, I would tend to try to make that your taste. And you can never get what they did. Because for them, that was only part of it. And then the sauce, then the other things, and this and that, how they cooked it, and you know. Because when you cook it more like that, it won't get as soft. You know, because there's nothing on the inside to get soft, you know, so. Does that make sense? So that's what happens, is they take something that seems to make sense to them and they try to make a whole philosophy out of that. Does that make sense?
But there's no Siddhanta.
No.
They have no Siddhanta. Siddhanta is sitting in the room.
Yes, yes. Yeah, other than they want to be God or, you know, the supreme enjoyer or something.
And the Vedanta, the Siddhanta of the Vedanta is not the one from Shankara.
No. That's why we say Vaishnava Vedanta.
Yes.
Yes. Vyas. Yes, exactly. Is that, we're good?
Yes.
Yeah. Thus, in the Sakya Rasa, the relationship of fraternity, the transcendental qualities are further increased. Right, so it's about the qualities come out more. Because those basis that you're going to appreciate, you're going to not have any material desire, you're going to want to render service, that's going to remain. Now the transcendental qualities, those start coming out. Does that make sense? Because the interaction is over the qualities.
Mm-hmm.
The taste comes on how you're using the qualities. Doesn't make sense?
No, you just read this thing. You already did the 226 to 22.
Oh, we're down here. Well, that's the thing about it. Each time you read it, it's new. You know, it's the same.
That's why I was hesitant to tell you.
Oh, I see. That's why the look was. I was thinking, oh, what do you mean by further increase? Okay. In other words, the sense of intimacy by which one thinks of Krishna as one's only shelter and friend is absent in Shantaras because one accepts Krishna as the impersonal Parabrahman or localized Paramatma. This understanding is based on the speculative knowledge of the Jnani, right? Because they just like to think about these aspects of the knowledge, and then because it's connected to Krishna, then they're getting so much taste from that, right? So that's why you see this. There's that aspect that sometimes they're talking about them as jnanis, and sometimes they're talking about them as Shanta Bhaktas,
yes.
Depending upon the context. Yes. Understand? Yeah. However, when this knowledge is further developed, One is convinced that the Paramatma, the Supreme Lord, is the master and that the living entity is his eternal servant. One then attains the platform of Dasyarasa. In Dasyarasa, the Lord is accepted with awe and veneration. Thus, the act of service that is absent in Shantarasa becomes prominent in Dasyarasa. In other words, in Dasyarasa, the qualities of Shantarasa are present, and service also becomes predominantly visible. Similarly, when this same rasa is developed into fraternity, Sakyarasa, a friendly intimacy is added. There's no awe or veneration in Sakyarasa. Therefore, Sakyarasa is invested with the qualities of three rasas, Shanta, Dasya, and Sakya. Similarly, on the platform of parental love, the qualities of Shantarasa, Dasyarasa, and Sakyarasa are fully developed in another form, the sense of maintaining the Lord, right? So that becomes the prominence, right? Because before that, it was the equality with the Lord. Now it's the maintenance of the Lord. Before that, it was the servitor of the Lord. And then it's just the appreciating the Lord, right? Therefore, in the platform of parental love, there exists a combination of the qualities of four transcendental mellows, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, and parenthood. The mellow of parenthood puts the devotee in the position of a maintainer. Indeed, without formality, the devotee takes the position of maintainer and regards the Lord as the object of maintenance. Thus, right, because before we may be calling, Krishna, if this was there or that, or this situation or that, but here is the... They're working to make those situations for Krishna. So they're trying to take care of Krishna, maintain Krishna. Thus, on the platform of parental love, the qualities of four transcendental mellows of love of Krishna are present. 219, 229, 232. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. The exchange of spiritual happiness between Krishna and his devotee, in which Krishna is controlled by his devotee, is compared to an ocean of nectar into which the devotee and Krishna plunge. This is the verdict of learned scholars who appreciate Krishna's opulence. Quote, again, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O my Lord, I offer my obeisances hundreds and thousands of times with all affection. Because of your personal pastimes, you plunge the gopis into an ocean of nectar. Appreciating your opulence, devotees generally declare that you are always subjugated by their feelings. Footnote 42. This verse is from the Dhammadharastika in the Padma Purana. On the platform of conjugal love, attachment for Krishna, rendering of service unto him, the relaxed feelings of fraternity, and the feelings of maintenance all increase in intimacy. On the platform of conjugal love, the devotee offers his body in the service of the Lord. Thus, on this platform, the transcendental qualities of all five rasas are present. Srila Prabhupada. Attachment for Krishna in Shantaras, rendering service to the Lord in Dasyaras, rendering a relaxed service in fraternity, and serving in parental love with feelings of maintenance, all combine on the platform of conjugal love when the devotee wants to serve the Lord by offering him his personal body. Thus, the qualities of the other rasas combine to form the nectar of conjugal love. On this platform, all the different feelings of a devotee are amalgamated. Sit. 219, 233 to 237. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. All the material qualities evolve one after another in the material elements, beginning from ether. By gradual evolution, first one quality develops, then two qualities develop, then three and four, until all five qualities are found in earth. Right? And so each time you see the form of it changes. All the qualities are there, but as you add a quality, the form of it changes. So therefore, the form of Dasya will have a slight difference than the presentation, then will be the Shanta, even though it includes Shanta. And then the Sakya will have a different form, like this. So, yeah. Similarly, on the platform of conjugal love, all the feelings of the devotees are amalgamated. The intensified taste is certainly wonderful, and each time you do it, it becomes more intense. Right, it's like ether is there, the space, but then air is more intense than ether. Right, and then fire is more intense than that, water is more intense, like that, so it just keeps getting more intense. The intensified...
So he goes from subtle to gross, not gross to subtle.
Means on the material it's coming down like that, but this is going up, it's becoming more and more, the intensity is greater. So it's not becoming more gross, you know, it's becoming more, the expression of it's becoming more fine, but it's, the intensity is increasing. While here the intensity means the grossness. Like if I hit you with a feather and I hit you with a cricket bat, you know.
Different sound.
Yeah, slightly different. The intensified taste is certainly wonderful, so that's the point. It becomes more intense. So the attachment to Krishna is wonderful, but then dasya, the intensity is greater. So there's more taste than sakya, than like that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then concluded, I have simply given a general survey describing the mellows of devotional service. You can consider how to adjust and expand this. When one thinks of Krishna constantly, love for him manifests within the heart. Even though one may be ignorant, one can reach the far shore of the ocean of transcendental love by Lord Krishna's mercy. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Srila Rupa Goswami. The Lord then decided to go to the city of Banaras. But you see, it's interesting. So much will be, like on the Shantaras, so much was explained just to get the foundation. Then a lot on the thought, then it went shorter, and then the conjugal is just, you know, and then this, and then, you know.
Can you just request Rupa Goswami just to elaborate?
Yes. But also is that there is that you see is that these are the Rasiks talking with the Rasiks. Yes. And it's always kept very condensed when you talk about conjugal love. It's not a broadly publicized.
My question is that next he's going to spend 2 months with Sanatana Goswami and he's going to go into every detail.
Yes, because that's Sambandha Gyan. In Sambandha Gyan, you have all the elements of Sambandha Abhideya and Prayojana in their theory. Right? And with that knowledge, then when you apply that, you get Abhideya. And having applied that, then you get the result of Prayojana or the taste. So that's why, yes, knowledge and skills are a basis, but you have to understand what they're the basis for. So that's why we were saying earlier is that people are leaving the sense of you know, relationships and family, community, obligations in that way to come out of that to a less emotional, more professional, you know, more skill-based kind of position platform, and thinking that this is greater, but actually they're just going lower and lower. You know, like that. We have to work so hard. An ant walks by and it carries, I forget what it is, 10 times or something its own weight. And then there's some beetles that can carry 40 times, you know. Like that. And they're just born that way. You know, they don't have to go to the gym, you know, 6 hours a day for years to be able to do that, you know. So these kind of things is just what you have, that's what you cultivate. But the point is the what is for is the relationship that can't be lost. So that's the whole point, you know. Yes.
All right, so like Prabhu mentioned, Sanatana Goswami, who is a Sambandha Acharya.
Yes.
2 months, Mahaprabhu, and I think twice he meets him. Right? So, sometime he spends, Rupa Goswami, 10 days for the Abhideya. Mm-hmm. And then Raghunath, when he comes, he says, okay, he doesn't say anything. He sends him to Surup Damodar. That's the teaching of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, is it like a, How are we to understand this dynamic?
Ah, okay. Very good. So, now in discussing these points on the rasa and that and some of the aspects of the interaction, means do you find that this particular time going through this, there's something being appreciated that may not have been caught before?
Yes.
Okay. And so, it's just a matter of going through it, it's caught. So there's nothing to talk about on how you catch that. We can't teach you how to catch that. It's just caught. But it's been how much time discussing all the other things, the technical points and all that, that now we can appreciate and therefore taste it. You know, does that make sense? Yeah, so that's all. That's just the way it is. It's just like, how long does it take in planning, you know, shopping, arranging, preparation, then cooking and all this, you know, and then you get up to the point of serving and all these things. But then when you taste, that will be, that's the shortest. But without all that, you don't taste. So that's why if you don't say it tastes good, then you're in trouble.
You're saying the foundation of the teachings of the Rupa Goswami, so that when you hear the teachings of the Sanatana, then it's already resting on that foundation.
Yes. Means without Sambandha Gyan, you won't, the Abhideya, you can't apply it. See, because in the Vedic, you have the science means you have the theory and you can apply it in the art. That combination is called science. So if you only have the theory, that's just mental speculation. Or it's theory. Nice. You have the art, but you don't actually know why it's going on and all that. Then it's just an art. So that's why Prabhupada says, all modern education, that is just art. You know, they'll complain. They want to call it science because it's non-emotional. They observed it. But how do they apply it to them as a soul in their relationship with the creation that they've observed? That they can't do. So therefore, they've just picked up an art. You know, it's just like you do after a while. You know, you learn something after a while. You know, it's just you're cutting and you keep cutting the ends of your fingers. And then after a while, you notice, oh, if I turn my fingers in, like keep my knuckles in, then when I put the knife, I won't cut myself. God only knows how many generations that took. You know? You know, figure out. You know, so that's art. You just observe and then you see, oh, this would be better. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like you have, let's say in the modern concept, you have sport. So you have the sport and then the people would do the regular things and they'd be quite good at the regular things, and whoever was a little better at the regular things, then they were better, right? Then you had those that were very good at it, but they could do all kinds of funny kind of trick things, you know, for entertainment. And so then they would, you know, and so when you look at it, it's funny because it's out of the ordinary. But it's really wild stuff. You have to be very expert to do it. But it was just used like that. But now seeing that with time by association, that then people pick up that art. So the kids see that. And then they practice that when they're playing out in the yard with all the other kids. So by the time they get up to where they can be a professional, all those tricks are just normal parts of what they do. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of development of the art. You know, or if you see like I say, let's say in South India, like the Cholas and all those, the kings, you have all those stone temples, these really old ones. They're nice, but they're very simple. Just the edges are carved and stuff like that. But then you see a few hundred years later, they start carving more of that. They figure out, oh, we could carve this middle part. And then after that, you see the later ones, and it's they carve everything. You know, you can't even, it means you have to know what the structure is to actually be able to see it. Otherwise, there's so much carving, you can't tell what the actual shape of the structure is. Right? You know, the original ones, you see there's the corners and there's the this, that, and so. So it just develops, the art develops. But when you know what's the basis of that, that's the science. So that's why then Sanatana Goswami is the senior and Rupa Goswami is the junior. Even though for us, Rupa Goswami is the head. But it still doesn't mean Sanatana's not the senior. Because Sambandha Gyan is the basis for Abhideya and Prayojana. Because if there's no Sambandha Gyan, there is no Abhideya. And if there's no Abhideya, there's no Prayojana, there's no taste. You know, this person knows how to cook, therefore then now you can sit and eat and then get taste. But if they don't know how to cook, even if I serve it very fabulously, the guy comes out in the tuxedo and everything, he's been to, 4 years of the school on how to be a waiter. Yes, all that, and he's served with the best and this and that at this place and that place and so many things. And he comes out and serves something that is improperly cooked and all that, and he's talking about, how this is from here and that's from there and it's been garnished this and all. He talks it up. You'll be very excited, but when you taste it, no? And so that's the whole point, is that all that's there for taste. So Krishna, the Icha Shakti is the main thing. Then the Kriya Shakti is arranged as the activities that get that Icha, that fulfills Krishna's desire. And then the Jnana Shakti is all the knowledge, skills, facilities, environments, ways of interacting, the relationships that therefore can be used in the pastime to give Krishna taste. So that's what we're saying. The Sandini is the biggest manifestation, but it's not about the Sandini. We talk about the pastime, but the pastime, the main thing, is Krishna's taste. So therefore, the Hladini is the prominent. But it's tasted in the pastime. That's why I said, in one sense, it's an expansion. It's like a furtherance of the Abhideya. When it's done, then you get taste. So that's why then you'll see Lalita will be senior to Radharani. It's all about Radharani. And then who's senior to Lalita will be Purnamasi. And Vrinda. So they're arranging the situation. Then, what's going on, Lalita is seeing that. And then what's the taste, then that Radharani is seeing that. So Krishna is the lord of the Icha Shakti. Then Balaram's the lord of the Kriya, but he's his elder brother. Right? And then Vasudeva is the lord of the Jnana Shakti, and he's the more senior to them, like Advaita Char. He's senior to the two of them. But if you look at it, Lord Chaitanya is actually the senior, Nityananda is his junior, and Advaitacharya is the junior to Nityananda. So in their heart, they know this, but in the pastime, it's the other way. So you see, when Krishna and Balaram are walking around in the forest, then they're talking about, how that Krishna's talking about how these trees are doing this for Balaram and that, and they're all bowing down and offering respect. So you think, oh, Krishna's, he is, as the elder brother, but the point is why are they all bowing? Why are they're all working under Balaram's direction to make a wonderful environment to please Krishna. So it's his service to arrange that through his energies. And therefore he can take part in the pastime because his energies take care of it. So, does that work?
Yeah?
Yeah? So that's why you always have these seemingly, opposite things. So that's why. It may be the bigger, but at the same time it's, it's like, how big is the kitchen? Right? And how big is the preparation that you're going to eat? It's not bigger than the kitchen.
Recently they've been promoting this guy on the internet in China. He was the cook of the King of Brunei.
Oh.
And he's a vegan cook. Big profile, the jacket, the whole thing, So they put him on the show and watched him. Okay, let's see what he can make. So everybody was just, why is the cook of the King of Brunei? The guy made a potato sanki. I was waiting. So that's when he cut the potatoes, boiled them. He said, this is masala with a cup of boiled rice. He said, you're the King of Brunei, you make rice and sanki. Where are you coming from?
So he wasn't, or that's what the king eats?
No, but the point is that Brunei, what do they eat? And they said, this is one of the king's favorite dishes. Imagine what the king eats every day, potato curry. But for the Chinese, it's like, wow. What is it? Get me on the show.
You'll show what a curry is.
You make some pakoras.
Yeah.
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 But what got the audience going is how you were cutting those potatoes.
Yeah, no, it's amazing how they do that. Yeah.
So you know, it's all a show, you know, no substance.
Yeah. Yeah. So that when it brings up in that, so the whole point is it's going to be all of that. But then when the king eats and he appreciates, then that's the perfection. So when Krishna being pleased, that's the perfection. All other things. That's why it says that you're performing your duties, you know, within, you know, according to your nature within Varnashram to please the Lord. That's just the platform you work from. It's not the goal, but it's the platform you work from. But it's pleasing the Lord through that. That's the goal. You know, it's the bhakti. That's the thing that you're trying to do. You're trying to please the Lord. And so then that bhakti is, then you can take that higher and higher until you get up like this to the gopis. But, you know, then it's why do we need this? Why do we need that? The point is it's about Krishna. So we're starting with ourself. And from ourself, we're going, well, I don't need this. I'm happy without this. Why do I need to do that? But what about Krishna? You know? So that's the whole thing, is you're starting with Krishna, then you're bringing that down to wherever we are. But we'll tend to start with ourselves and then try to connect it to Krishna, and then it becomes speculative. And so therefore, you know, sitting around deciding whether Krishna eats pizza or not, and stuff like that. I mean, so what? Even if he ate it, it would have been, you know, one preparation in unlimited time.
Yes.
You know? Does that make sense? Yeah, so the subtleties and all that are not even appreciated. So there's probably a lot of, probably if you took the people who were discussing that and took them to Italy, to Napoli, and took them to one of the, you know, traditional restaurants, they probably wouldn't even think it's pizza. You know, because it's about the bread, and then you're flavoring the bread and stuff. Well, them, no, it's about this much cheese on top, you know. So they have Napoli at one end and Detroit at the other. Or Chicago, right? You know,
Jerusalem.
They make a really wild
pizza. Jerusalem pizza? You know, squares?
Oh, okay.
Like a sandwich.
They do that in Rome also.
Yeah.
The Romans also make, because you know, somehow you know everyone gets on their way to work. Okay, so verses 238 to 257. Is that okay that we understand why? And so because of all that, then one is able to taste and appreciate. So then something so. Like before, these points in here, they've probably been read many times, but being able to understand what's happening on these things, because then you understand the levels of consciousness, levels of all these different things and all the different aspects of what is para Brahman, what is Paramatma, then it's there. And this is only with just getting some understanding of that. Now, if you came back and read this after finishing Priti Sandarbha, then it might even have even more, you know, significance.
There's only one thing. I mean, we're going to get to Sanatana Shiksha, but one thing I don't understand is why so many of the presentation of Lord Chaitanya in devotional service that he teaches to Sanatana ends up in the nectar of devotion.
Because one is the basis of everything, and then the other is taking out. Because, as we mentioned before, Sambansi is here. It comes. See if I can remember. Okay, you're going to have when you have the Chaturvyuha. We're going to explain it in a particular way that you have. Three deities, Sankarshan, Prajumna, and Adiruddha, because they expand like that. Then Vasudeva is the you know, he performs the pastime, the lila, you know, like that. And Sankarshan, Prajumna, Adiruddha, they're giving the background of that. So the three of them, and even though they're this, that means they have all potencies and all that, but the point of expansion is to do something unique. So therefore, Sankarshan manifests prominently certain qualities, Prajumna certain qualities, and Aniruddha certain qualities. So now when you take the special qualities of each one of them and combine them together in application, that's what then Vasudev manifests. Does that make sense? So in other words, there's two aspects, two qualities of opulence. You know, the six opulences, two with Sankarshan, two with Prajumna, and two with Aniruddha. But all six of them are used by Vasudev. That's why there's a difference. But that's the natural position. So that's why Vasudev is the prominent deity. And the other three are then supportive. Does that make sense? So in Sambandha Gyan, you're going to have that knowledge of Sankarshan, Prajumna, and Aniruddha. Mm-hmm. But the Prajumna and Aniruddha, it's not it's the technical points of application and the technical of the taste of what is the ultimate goal of how it's special. But the bulk of it will be on what are the elements and how they relate to each other, what's the nature of each one of them, how do we fit into it, what do we do. Then with all that together, then you're going to. So that's all Sambandha Gyan. When you apply that, that's Abhideya. When you taste it, that's Prayojana. So all the knowledge is in Sambandha Gyan. But then when you're going to show how to apply it, it'll be same knowledge, but specifically on application. And you just are talking about in that context. And in taste, and you'll talk about the tasting of these, what Krishna got from these tastes. You know, in this pastime, this and this, with this devotee, this, with this devotee. But before it was, this devotee did these activities. Then before that was, you know, the Lord's there, he's Shaktis, and these Shaktis become these personalities, you know, like this kind of thing.
Yes, because what Chaitanya does present Prayojana present from different.
Yes, because that's why it's so confusing, because we're used to the, you know, kind of these inductive kind of educational system is you have this, then it ends, then the next one is there, then the next one is there. Then there's these little arrows between them. They never explain the arrows. They wouldn't have a clue what the arrows are. How did this turn into this? They have no idea. Because the point is you have to have the knowledge of the full range, then you can do. Like if you don't know the context, if you don't know how to eat, then technically you can't really be a good cook. If you don't know how to serve, you can't actually be someone who can eat properly or cook properly. And if you can't cook or at least appreciate it, you can't serve or eat. You have to have all of them. Right? And then to do that, because otherwise, okay, let's cook. You know, so what's the menu? It says, I don't know, whatever you like. Well, it means, you know, who's eating? Oh, I don't know, just whatever you think. You know, it means, how many people we're serving? No, it doesn't matter, just whatever you... Can we get anywhere? No, you can't even start. So you have to have all this in place, then you can actually apply it, and then the people can actually sit and enjoy the meal. So that's the whole thing, is Sambandha Gyan means all of it. And then, you know, it'll be focused mainly on all the details, all the elements that are there, but how those combine together and get your result and what your result is. But then Abhideya will be showing how you take all that and use it to apply it. And Prayojana will be about what actually is, you know, just like, let's say, the point of from bhakti, the result of pure knowledge, bhakti is bhakti, nothing else. Because we can say, "Oh, I did my devotional service and I got so many nice things from that," but that came from the activity itself. Bhakti is giving the potency to it, but bhakti gives bhakti, not the stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's why then sometimes it goes, I worked so hard on that, why didn't I get any stuff? Or why didn't I get recognitions? Because that's not what bhakti produces. You went out, you did Sankirtan, you did the best, you did the most books and all that, and okay, people didn't, you know, jump up and down too much about it and carry you around, you know, in a chair or stuff like that and stuff like that. So then, what did I get from it? You know, so the point is you increase your devotion. You know, that's what you're doing. You're using that as the medium. You know, and from that, all those books went out and all those things, and you got scores and you got this and you got on the list and, you know, in Zurich, then they go, woo, this guy's good. You know, all that stuff. Does that make sense? So that's the whole thing. Bhakti is eternal. The results that you got from that, then that you've done the service, the effect of it's eternal, but, you know, all that's gone. You know. When you're older, you can't even pick up the book bag, you know. Those guys sit out there with, you know, like, you know, this many books, you know, going out and distributing, you know, just when they go back to the box, get more, you know. Now it's like you have trouble carrying one, or, you know, bring an assistant. He holds the book. And you talk. So it's a matter of understanding what gives what. Then these things work very nicely. Is that? Yeah? Yeah? Yes? You want to say something?
Just like in the Sambandha Gyan, the position or the situation or the result or the prayojana should be mentioned.
Mm.
So that position and situation of the result is what mentioned, but how to accomplish, and that accomplishing of the result is what described in Abhidhaya and prayojana.
Yes. So that makes sense. You can explain that love of Godhead will be there, but that taste of love of Godhead, that'll be in prayojana. But in Sambandha, it'll explain that love of Godhead is the goal. But devotional service is the process. But and why? Because Krishna is God, we're his, you know, we're the jiva, we're his servant, material world's under his control, this and that, all this. So, because that you performed an activity and got a result, that's not actually the prayojana. That may be for us, but that's not the prayojana, is Krishna's satisfaction. So that you worked hard and cooked a preparation, and that got offered to Krishna, you can say, is that preparation was the prayojana? No, Krishna's pleasure is the prayojana. Yes, and that offering is the Abhidhaya, so it's part of that. But we'll take it. No, getting that result, I cooked those potatoes, that's the result. No, that's part of the Abhidhaya. Then you offer it, you know, that's still, that Krishna accepts it and is pleased by it, that's the prayojana. So it's a matter of being able to distinguish exactly what's what. So you can see is those parts are you know, more condensed. Like, you know, but you see, Rupa Goswami will take these few pages and expand them into, you know, two books, you know, and more. Actually, three books. You know. And then expressive of that through then the plays and then everything else. And so it's just, yeah. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.